Sisters and brothers, the more I ponder it, the more I trust what I thought at first in waking up before it was tested with such diligence, which is that it's defining the vision which is the real challenge, our vision of freedom. And that once we do that as a critical mass, what power does becomes increasingly irrelevant. We can step around them as they did us, as we recognize that they can do nothing else but cause the havoc they caused. And as, enough with the indignation already, right? The outrage, come on. Let's focus on what we want. And as we see that that's true of our deeply dreaming sisters and brothers too, we can stop feeling outraged at them too. As we embrace love as our future, and we need help, we need to help each other do that, no doubt, no doubt. You know, we're wired to react authentically to stuff like that. So we need each other to keep ourselves grounded. Have you noticed that the art, our mutual expressions that remain in our hearts, the ones representative of us, that we claim as such, despite initial suppression, power's attempts to silence or render invisible from neglect, like Sly and the Family Stone, Rage Against the Machine, Bob Marley, Prince, Malcolm X, Martin, Michael, Johnny Cash, or films like Beverly Hills Cop or Attack the Block. Tell the truth, represent for the opposite of power, inclusion and unity rather than division and exclusivity. In recent shows, we've been saying that if we don't know where we're going, we can't be strategic. You know, we got to sort of think around that. We got to think about how to get around those barriers and around those corners and, you know, reorient ourselves when something happens to pull us off track. We have to be strategic in order to get there. And that if we want the opposite of power for our future, leisure for all instead of all serving the few, we have to clearly see what opposite means, i.e., we have to define it. But what this also means is that if we don't define this opposite, we will perpetually manifest the system, that is, hierarchy and division, making use of and commodification, decision-making that's narrow and exclusive, condemning the majority to never experience our leadership, normalizing child abandonment, forcing the most of us to relinquish our gifts. This week on Democracy Now!, there was an example of what it means for power's every move to be strategic, while the left's, to the degree it exists, isn't. And if we don't begin to see that power sows division seeds consciously, simply by means of holding the purse strings, by determining what gets seen, which phony controversy we're given to keep us distracted via the tactic of using the pundit class as the medium, will continue to get manipulated. On Monday, March 24th, last Monday, the entire show was devoted to a film of which the title alone, I believe, was sufficient to find it the necessary funding. Given what power looks for to further its objectives, aid its sculpting. See, that's why we have to get clear on what we want so that we can systematically sculpt it and know that it can't be something that power can absorb like those, you know, self-sufficient little local urban villages, you know, because they will allow some to have that. And that's called division being planted. And if we accept it working, let's don't. Let's stand together and get a future that's free for all of us. So what are ours? We the peoples, what are our objectives? What are our objectives? Can we at least start that conversation? Surely we don't want to just survive. Celebrate that we're not, you know, in literal change, some of us. So we see here another angle on why power needs the pundits. The middle ranks who pretend or believe they speak for the people. Power uses them to drive wedges between us because the media cares about what happens to the privileged, but not the commoner. And like stories of psychic blood and guts, they will zoom in on them and then pretend that what they say is representative. And a whole generation is led down the garden path of mutual eye cutting and of seeking their special identities. Miklos shows us the truth. Keith Lowe shows us too, that we like our rich variety, the stimulation, the profusion of color and sound it's providing. We keep reconstituting it and power keeps destroying it. And have you noticed that the more we flee to our boxes, the more we're leveled out globally? We need each other to get free. The U.S. is now what used to be called a banana republic, with its crushing load of scarcity, disease, hunger, earth poisoning, child jailing, and overall population incarcerating stats. The proud of every heritage is being brought to its knees. Power is flattening us out, driving us all to a common submission. So in this quote from Keith Lowe, as you hear his words, think about the silence to which the survivors return. During the course of just 6 years, I mean, can we wrap our minds around that and recognize how quickly this can be upon us? I mean, we're already in it and don't know it. I mean, this is just astonishing. Because people were caught off guard, because people are of good heart, because we don't want to believe anyone is capable of such madness. Because good fellowship is our nature. It's hard for us to understand that the deep disease, disturbance of that fundamental core could exist, but it does. Millennia in the making, it does.